There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and standing when it calls for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not stand, we will all fall together. That's all there is to it. We will all fall together. I mean, whether it's doing a radio show, whether it's doing videos, whether it's making a documentary, whether it is preaching, whatever you're doing that is telling the truth, if you don't do it, we all fall. Because we will lose that right of our own accord if we don't speak up. Well, that has always been an issue with me because I was raised in a family where black was black, white was white, and the gray stuff really got to me, still does. And so when I became a nurse, I had this idea that the world is a great place. Everybody is wonderful out there. They'll do the right thing, especially people in white lab coats and with letters after their names. And everyone will do the right thing. And all you have to do is tell them, and they'll correct it. Oh, could I could not have been more wrong. So my first exposure to this kind of thing, I've told you many times about the experience that a young black man came into the hospital and when I worked in Miami, Florida. He'd been shot in the head, and he came into a little kind of well-to-do hospital, or more well-to-do, let's say, that didn't really cotton to taking young black men that had been shot in the head. So they put him upstairs in a room, and I found out later that he had been placed in the position of having a head down, feet up, so that he would bleed out. I mean, where do you go with this kind of information? First of all, you're thinking, no, this couldn't have happened. No, this is not true. Well, that was my first experience that some people don't do the right things. And that money is what hospitals are all about. Then I went to Kingston, New York, where I worked in a hospital where they changed the record. Somebody came to me and said, I need you to go to the director of nursing with me, whose name was Sister Gabrielle, and change the and expose the fact that they have changed and altered the records. This was a lady that had never been able to get pregnant, and they took her in to surgery without doing a pregnancy test on her. She was pregnant with a normal fetus, and they aborted her in a Catholic hospital and then changed all the records so nobody would know. And the doctor was overheard saying, this woman will never be pregnant again. The chances of her ever getting pregnant are nil. And somewhere in New York is a lady who would have a child. The child would have been born somewhere around 1977, 1978, that would have a child, 35, 37 years old, or almost 40 years old, somewhere. And no one did anything. And so when I went to the director of nursing, Sister Gabrielle, and told her, she said, Joyce, you are no longer needed at this hospital. Leave immediately, and all your things from your office will be delivered to you. Well, no, that was not true. Just, you know, my pictures and stuff. She said, do not go back to your office. Your things will be delivered to you within 4 hours. You are no longer needed here. How many people have heard that statement? You're no longer needed here because you did the right thing. You know, that really hurts your resume after a while. When they say, why did you leave that job? Oh, gosh, I don't want to tell you because it's true. And then when they find out you're a whistleblower, are they going to hire you in that facility? I don't think so. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Let's continue whistleblowing. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are entering the official second hour of the Power Hour today. Just to let you know, it's about whistleblowing because people need the inspiration to do the right thing. Seriously, they need the inspiration and they need the support of their loved ones. That's pretty hard to get. I don't think I could have ever told my family, honestly, that I was going to whistleblow. If I had, I would have. I don't know the answer to that. I didn't do it because I was afraid they would say, "Oh, don't create a problem. Oh, you're just imagining that. That can't be true." Y'all know what I'm talking about with that. Anyway, that leads me to the next situation, which was the biggest murder case in the state of Texas that I know of. I think it still is. There have been two books written about the case in which a nurse murdered many children. Now, there have been a lot of nurse murderers since that time. And when I was attending graduate school at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, we were supposed to name our thesis in our freshman year or our first year. I mean, our thesis. And I wanted to do nurses who murder. And I was denied the opportunity to do that. Nurses who murder was a topic I thought needed to be addressed because it was a huge problem. Because there were, I had talked to other investigators of other cases after that, after the Janine Jones case, and there were lots of people that were found guilty of murdering patients, but they keep it very, very quiet. There have been some major cases out there. So anyway, this case with Janine Jones, who, as I understand, is still in Gatesville Prison in Texas, has been since she was imprisoned in about 1984. My dates may be a year off or so, but I think it was 1984 she was put in prison because of some other nurses, not myself necessarily. I did not work on the actual, I worked on for an attorney, and I was a nurse investigator on the case for an attorney, but not for the hospital. There have been two books written on Janine Jones' case. One is called The Death Shift, Nurse Janine Jones and the Texas Baby Murders. The other one is called Deadly Medicine, the chilling true story of a pediatric nurse who murdered scores of her infant patients. This one is by Kelly Moore and Dan Reed, and the other book by well-known author Peter Elkind. And I served, like I said, as the nurse investigator on the case for a plaintiff's attorney who was suing the hospital. Now, as I understand the cold case, they're attempting to get another cold case resurrected because they're going to let Janine Jones go in 2017 because they have a rule in Texas that says, I'm not sure of the legal implications of this, but she will be getting out unless they can find another cold case. This is probably the case that rocked my world. It still does, because there's no going back and doing the right thing after scores of babies were murdered. Do you realize how many scores are of infant lives that were taken? I started working there in around 1979. I was also a flight nurse out at Kelly Air Force Base. I had undergone flight nurse training in 1978 at Brooks Air Force Base, Texas, flying on the weekends with an Aeromed unit, and then working at the hospital at Bexar County during the week. I was a patient care systems analyst, was my title, and one day they came to me and said, there's a girl on vacation that does the pediatric unit normally. We need you to go to the pediatric unit and do the evaluation of the peds there, of the neonatal and peds. I said, okay. So I normally did Medicare, and so they'd ask me to go and review Medicaid cases. Now, what you do when you're a patient care systems analyst is you review them to make sure they're getting appropriate care. In other words, you're supposed to be protecting the government, make sure the government's getting their money. This patient isn't just laying in there for no reason in the hospital, and that they are really moving them on to discharge is really the entire goal of it. Well, these were a bunch of really sick babies in the PD unit or the neonatal intensive care unit, whatever they want to call it. And you had to have specialized nurses taking care of these little tiny babies. Now, these babies had all been discharged for one reason or another and then had returned back to the hospital. They were quite ill. But most of them were all going to get better and go home. So I'm reviewing the cases one day and looking at all the charts, and somebody mentioned something to me about a whole bunch of babies dying in the unit. And I said, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. And they were saying, I don't know if it's the water. I don't know if we've got an infection here. I don't know if what's happening. And then it started going toward, I don't know if it's a nurse doing it, someone said. And that's when I began to look around and see the charts and see the number of babies that had died. And then I went to my boss at that time And I said, I think something's going on in that unit. I think babies are dying and someone is creating the problem. I went to four people. I've got their names all written down. I went to four people at that time. One was a physician. He happened to be a general at the retired general. One was another nurse, and two were administrative people. And I went to them and I said, somebody's killing babies in that unit, I think, because they're all dying on one shift and at the hand of one nurse. And I was told, you will be fired and sued for slander. Don't ever say that again. In other words, the hospital was worried about implications from this. And I said, but I've got the facts here. You know, isn't that amazing? You take the facts of a case, documentation, and you say to somebody, here's what's happening. And they say, oh, no, it's not. And besides that, we are going to punish you. Man, I mean, it just doesn't, your head is so messed up at that point. I cannot tell you what it does to you when somebody tells you, no, black is white, lady. And besides that, you won't have a job, you'll never work again, you know, all those kinds of veiled threats. They're not veiled threats. They're threats that they throw at you. And the way this story started was, this nurse, and I will talk about the reason that is given to why she was doing what she was doing at the very outset, was very insecure. She was an excellent nurse, but she was not super, she was an LVN, a licensed vocational nurse, not an RN, and she was not qualified to be doing supervisory type things, which she was doing. It was even said that she was doing arterial lines in that unit also, which LVNs or RNs don't do. But she was kind of a favored nurse because she was real smart. Everybody thought she was really good, but she did weird things. Like, she would park in the handicapped parking lot all the time and got all kinds of citations. She came in one time under the influence of alcohol in off of her shift, demanding to be able to take care of a baby. I mean, bizarre things that would make you say, wait a minute, that person is a little strange and they don't belong in here. But not at that hospital. For whatever reason. So she continued to do bizarre things. Whenever someone would say to her, Janine, why did you do that? Or what was that for? Or why did you give that amount of medication? Or whatever. She would have like this collapse, this ego thing, in which she would need to go, this is my own interpretation of things, and a lot of other people that believe this, and crash a baby so that she could bring it back and then say, everybody would say, wow, Janine, you are awesome. You saved that baby. We talked about a case not too long ago that was the same situation. But a lot of babies weren't saved is the problem. Scores of babies were not saved. So Janine continued to do this. And about that, and about the time that people started saying, wait a minute, something is going on here, they could see all the names of all the babies that had died. And it was huge. It should have never been a list that long. And myself and another nurse, Sherry Pendergraft, which I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and a girl named Susan Maldonado, another RN, came forward and started saying, wait a minute, it's got to be Janine. Something's going on here. And Sherry and I went to the head of the medical school at that time. And we were told that we would be in a lot of trouble, and even Sherry was sent out of there and given 3 days with no pay. And her husband was a resident there at the hospital. And it just really, really upset all of them. It was a horrible time for them. So we went to the director of nursing. We went to any of the people that were involved in the hospital that we could get to. And we got a really bad name. And then people were kind of quiet about it. And then I got hired to another job that required a degree that I didn't have at the time, a master's degree, which I did not have. And I didn't even smell something fishy at the time. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you more about this and what I learned from how to whistleblow. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. A lot of people might be asking, why are you talking about whistleblowing, and why are you talking about a 1981 case that occurred at Bexar County Hospital in San Antonio, which is now called Medical Center Hospital? Why is this important? Well, because I'm going to show you the levels of cover-up that occurred in this hospital to be able to do what they did for so long. In other words, how does a nurse kill that many babies for that long, and no one seemingly knew about it? They did know about it. Now, that's the sad part, and that's the part that nobody can really understand. Why would a hospital allow this? Well, because there's a lot at stake. When you have a Texas-based state hospital, Bexar County Hospital, which was attached to the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, a lot of money at stake. And then you'll find out there were reputations and there were people at stake, and, oh, it just gets so sordid. So why is this important? Because lives can be taken in a Texas institution. University of Texas Health Science Center, Bexar County Hospital, now known as Medical Center Hospital, scores, ladies and gentlemen, scores of babies. And for those of you who are saying, I don't believe this story, well, it's too bad. It doesn't make any difference. It is true. It is documented. The babies started dying under the hand of Janine Jones, the LVN Janine Jones, in about 1981. Now, through 1982, now, the list I have of deaths, January 1st of 1981 through March 17th of 1982. And Janine started, it appears, what she was doing February 23rd of 1981 with baby Garza. And I'm just going to give you the ages and names, last names of the babies. Now, she has not been convicted of these. She was only convicted of one case of a death of a child, an injury to a child. So she was only convicted of two counts, death of a child and injury to a child. So these cases were not taken to court. And my question is, and was at the time, why? But, of course, remember, I was just still trying to figure out what is going on here at this time. All right, 10-year-old baby Garza, or 10-year-old child Garza. 2-year-old child, last name Estrada. 10-month-old child Higueda. 5-month-old child Rodriguez. 2-month-old child Navarro. 6-month-old child Nelson. 3-week-old child baby girl Garcia. 4-month-old Sembrano, a girl. 4-month-old Reyes, a boy. 3-month-old Villarreal. 3-month-old Ibarra. 6-month-old Flores. 2-month-old Berlanga. Now, I could go on and on with the names of the other children. There's a lot more. Sawyer, 1-year-old. Well, I guess I'll name them all. Zuniga, they should be remembered. These children died, ladies and gentlemen. And I actually heard one person in the hospital say, but they were only Medicaid deaths. I kid you not. 1-month-old Zuniga. 2-year-old female baby Rios. 9-month-old Flores. As you can see, they were all Hispanic. Was that her goal? No. It was a hospital that had mostly Hispanic patients. 4-month-old Zavala. Garcia, 5-month-old Garcia. And Jimenez, 1-month-old. And then we get into some of the other baby deaths. Now, those were just the ones at that one hospital. Then she left the hospital because they wanted her to leave so they wouldn't have any bad press. And she went to another hospital and killed babies. To a clinic where she killed babies. And the hospital figured it out. And that's why she was taken to the grand jury. Arrested and taken to a grand jury. So I began telling people what was going on. And I had my facts. And it wasn't as if I was doing anything wrong. It was just they did not want this known. And they figured it out. The hospital actually figured it out. And I saw some memos to that effect. Can you believe that there were memos? Yeah, there were. Janine didn't get any attention. She was desperate to be important. And she was a genius at lying. And those are deadly things when you're a nurse. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and please support the Power Mall. We've got a lot of items on special, a number of items that are on clearance. All you have to do is ask them at the Power Mall about the clearance items, and please support the Power Mall. We need your help, and that's why we bring you, or that's how we can bring you, the kinds of things that we do. And, you know, I'm not a radio talk show host that wanted to be a radio talk show host, and I came out of high school, and that's what I started doing. That's not me. I was a person who whistle blew on a number of issues and could not get anyone to listen and decided, I got to take this to the people and let them know bad things happen and at a risk. You don't think this is popular for me to be talking like this. You don't think the University of Texas likes this or Medical Center Hospital in San Antonio. Yeah, believe me, they want this story to have gone away a long time ago. So please support the Power Mall. And thank you to all of you. I don't say that enough. Thank you to all of you who purchased from the Power Mall. And I want to say, yesterday we sold a lot of Inner Defense. Now, that's not to be confused with the one that Alex is advertising, because that is a different one. That is Ancient Defense. Inner Defense is the one that we've been promoting on the Power Hour for a long time. That really, really, really works. You got the sniffles, you got a cold, you got... Take it immediately. I am so grateful I had that Sunday night. And man, it has been a lifesaver. No, I was talking to Noelle about that yesterday, and she said, my two go-to things are Inner Defense and oregano. She said, I can't live without those two things. So anyway, you can get that at the Power Mall. We just got a whole bunch of it ordered, and we'll have a lot of it there. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or if you have unlimited minutes, and most everybody does now, 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. All right, let me get back to the whistleblowing story, because this is a huge story that is not over. That's why I'm talking about it. And because I'm trying to say to people, don't give up, because I did. At one point, I was hired into another job which said, you need to have a master's degree. And I said, I don't have a master's degree. They said, never mind, that's okay. But it got me away from patient records, and it got me away from seeing patients. So I wasn't out there able to prove up what was happening. And it was I thought it was a great deal. I mean, I got a big raise, and whoa, I was really impressed. And then I got hired by another job at another hospital, which I think was probably engineered, to be a director of nursing. And I was like, whoa, man, I am 29 years old, a director of nursing. I have got to be really cool. Little did I know. And then some things happened at that hospital that I had to speak up against also, but I'm not going to go into that today. But let me give you a taste of how bizarre this nurse was and why everybody knew something was wrong with her. Now, I mentioned the baby called Hogeda. This is Christopher James Hogeda. His parents were Diane and Crescencio Hogeda. Now, they got sad news by the phone. It was not entirely unexpected. Their baby, Christopher James Hogeda, barely a year old, had spent almost half of his life in the hospital, born with a severe heart defect. He had been admitted to the PDICU with pneumonia and diarrhea in December of 1980. In May, he developed hepatitis, and an infection ravaged his body. He was one of the sicker babies. The call had come from Christopher's nurse, Janine Jones. Now listen to this. Because this is a story people knew about. Okay, so the nurse Janine Jones, who had cared for him from the beginning, who seemed so sympathetic to their ordeal, called the Hogeda family and said, Christopher has gone to play with the angels. Janine informed them. After gathering their clothes, which they planned to bury their son in, Diana, the mother, had crocheted a special blanket. The Hogedas climbed in the car, raced towards San Antonio, because they lived in West Texas, in San Angelo. More than 200 miles away, they had taken Chris to the big city, Bexar County Hospital, to make sure that he received the best medical care available. 3 hours later, their eyes wet with grief and fatigue, the Hogedas walked into the ICU to view their baby's remains. They were stunned at what they saw. Christopher was still alive. He was lying quietly on the ICU bed, hooked up to the machines. Everything was just as it had been for months. The Hogedas asked for Janine. The other ICU nurses told them that she had completed her shift and gone home. Chris Hogeda was one of the children in whom Janine Jones took a special interest. She insisted, can you imagine? She called them and told them basically their child was dead. They needed to come to the hospital. That's the crazy stuff that was going on, ladies and gentlemen. And when I say that she played with these babies like they were a bird with, I mean, a cat with a bird, I mean it. Imagine that child had lived in the hospital half his life, suffered so much. And here she does this. Anyway, she said one time, he was my boy. Well, the child was still alive, okay? And she had gone home that night. And then she began predicting, and she said, actually, you know, but why? That woman should have been removed from nursing, period, for what she did. That's the kind of bizarre stuff that I was hearing about and reporting and saying, this woman doesn't belong here. And then, a little bit later, on May 14th, she announced, tonight's the night. I think that this child is going to go. or crash or whatever. And they would do it. And then people thought she could predict when children were getting sick. Well, anyway, eventually she did do something, it is alleged, to Chris Ojeda. And he died. Then she would bathe the children, she would sing to them, and then she would go downstairs, walk them as if she was the mother to the area where they kept in the morgue in the hospital. And she would say things that were so bizarre to everybody. We don't know when the spirit leaves the body. This was like my child. I mean, just on and on and on. So bizarre. And then she would predict, like I said, when children were going to arrest or die. And she was right. Well, Pat Belko was one of the head nurses there. And she came to pretty much to Janine's defense all the time. Everybody thought, oh, no, she's just being treated. People just don't like her. One day, Pat had seen Janine hold up a child's corpse up to a window, and like she was offering it to the heavens. I mean, this stuff went on and on for years. And then finally, someone decided there had to be an investigation. Finally. I had gone from the hospital there. I had gone to many of the doctors, many of the people that were in charge. Virginia Musso was the director of nursing at the time, who discounted everything I said. She was the assistant executive director and the director of nursing. And nobody would listen. I thought, and all the time they knew this was going on. Now, I can't say every one of these people knew, but many of them did. Then there was a very strange baby, in a very strange situation with Dr. Robotham there, in which a child was given heparin. And it was a lot of heparin. They would bleed from many, many places in their body, and they thought it was called DIC. That's disseminated intravascular coagulation, where they just, it's a relatively rare condition, but it comes after a severe infection in which it can just keep the body from clotting. But Janine would create the situation and give heparin to these babies, and they would bleed from 300 places in their body. And at one time, there was a doctor there who saw this and figured, oh my gosh, what did Janine do? And I believe he even said that out loud. So he gave the antidote to DIC to a child. And he gave an awful lot of it. And if you give that much of the antidote and the baby does not have, it did not receive heparin, it will kill the child. So he gave one full vial of the antidote to the baby, and it didn't stop bleeding. And he thought, well, I've probably killed the child anyway by giving it so much of this. I'm going to give another one. So gave another one, another vial, and the baby stopped bleeding. And they knew then that the child had received heparin. And they knew probably, of course, that Janine was the one taking care of that child and had probably done it. So that then started a bigger investigation. I was gone from the hospital at this time. And I had heard some rumors of some things. And then one day I was, oh, by the way, for those of you who are nurses or medical people, one of the other things that she would do is she would chart bizarre things about these babies when they died. On there was a baby called Duralia Rios, and she wrote in the chart after the child died, and of course we know probably how or why. This is the statement she wrote in the chart. A legend in her own time. Merry Xmas, Dora. I love you. Jones LVN. That was on December 21st. A legend in her own time, Mary Xmas Dora, I love you, Jones LVN. One day, and I had been gone for Christmas at that time, and I came back, and there was a baby that I visited all the time because it was just such a special baby. We called it Angel, and she had been a child abuse victim. And I visited her every day, just walked by to see her every day. When I came back from Christmas, the baby was gone, and I said, oh my gosh, did Angel go home? She couldn't have gone home. She was too sick. And their response was, it was Janine. People knew at that time. You were talking about a hospital knowing, ladies and gentlemen. A hospital full of people. And didn't they started sort of fingering Janine Jones? Well, I had gone to Dr. Marvin Dunn, also the dean of the UT Medical School, and that's where Sherry Pendergraft was told that she was going to get 3 days unpaid, and she must leave the hospital. And people started sensing something was happening. I even heard one day, lock up the succinylcholine. Janine's on today. Succinylcholine being a drug that you use to give to, which it'll essentially suffocate you. You need to be intubated with a breathing tube when you receive this drug, and that's how she did a lot of her babies. So they decided they needed to cover this up. Now, the hospital attorney was Paul Green at the time. Let me tell you, lots of people knew there what was happening. And so they called in Dr. Alan Kahn from Canada because they had had a suspicious situation in their hospital, in Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children. So they brought him down there on a six-month sabbatical for him to find out what was going on and give a consultant report. Anyway, it turned out, and there were all kinds of people involved in this. I mean, high-level people that were involved in this. And they were calling it a catfight between Janine Jones and the other nurses, and they were trying to justify what was happening. But anyway, Dr. Alan Kahn led an evaluation of the PDICU that said part of what is going on here, there's something really amiss. And he says we need to give, part of the ongoing review of patient care programs illustrating our commitment to new horizons for the Bexar County Hospital District. BS, BS, BS. And they said, well, maybe it's the water there. Maybe it's the whatever there. No, it was Janine Jones. So what they did was they made up an agreement that said, okay, now no LVNs are going to be in the ICU. So every LVN will have to leave the ICU. Therefore, that will get her to leave. And therefore, we won't have to show what she is doing. I mean, we're talking murder, ladies and gentlemen. And a hospital says, let's change the policy, take the LVN out of the ICU. Now, understand, I was not really involved in any of this and not knowledgeable of it at the time. But they, Dr. Mangos, Dr. Corum, Marvin Dunn, Dr. Dunn, Dr. Robotham, they were all involved in this, and they went to, eventually, a TV reporter got involved in this and started doing an investigation with an investigator called Art Broglie, which I talked to about the case also. But I was not really aware of all of this at the time. So this was all taking place, and, you know, reputations were being protected, blah, blah, blah. Look at how many professional people were involved. So one day I am listening to the television news about 4 o'clock, and the news comes on and says, breaking news, Channel 5 here in San Antonio. The largest murder case ever in Bexar County, Janine Jones indicted on murder of a child, or to go before the grand jury, indicted by the grand jury. And I began to cry. Oh my gosh, I was just a mess. Because I realized then that had been going on ever since I left there 2 years ago, listeners. I had been gone 2 years from Bexar County Hospital. Now, when you've gone to the DA's office, you've gone to everybody you can, then you start thinking, maybe I'm crazy. And that's where I went wrong, because I have blood on my hands to this day. Because I thought I was the one that was crazy. Maybe it wasn't happening. Sherry Pendergraft, who was my only colleague in this, we were two together, and she was a master's degree nurse in PICU specialist. She had gone on to another job because her husband was a physician by that time. And so I really didn't have anyone there to support me. So now the grand jury indicts her on murder of a child and injury to a child, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, only two counts? What is going on here? And I wish I would have been stronger on that question to Nick Rothy, who was the DA at that time. We'll be back after this 1 minute or 3 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We're talking about whistleblowing in a case that is not over in Texas. It still is a case that is alive. You remember I was talking to you about Chris Hogueda, the child that Janine called the family and said he's gone to be with the angels? Well, later, I'm going to go back to that just to show you the bizarreness of this nurse. She said, she wrote, Chris Hogueda was the one who taught me the most. Now, imagine a nurse writing this. And imagine a nurse writing this, who what she had done to this child. He not only taught me the value of life, but the value of love. that to share your love with others, even to the point of hurting, was good and right. She went, I believe this is the child that she went to live with the parents after all of the stuff started happening at the hospital. Live with the parents. That when a part of you dies, along with a child, or even a bigger part lives because of that love. He taught everyone unselfish love. He brought that love to so many. And touching a part of Christopher's life, you felt you actually had the privilege of touching an angel, a gift from God himself. Now, that would be a wonderful thing to write about a child if you hadn't done something to end that child's life. So Janine was told to leave the hospital. An investigation was done. Now, I'm going to read to you the actual comment, the actual, not email, I didn't have email at the time, but the actual information that was documented on this case. A PDICU committee had convened, and they had investigated the case. A review of charts of all patients seen in the PDICU in December 1981, January and February of 1982, has revealed absolutely nothing for which the hospital district could be held liable, in the opinion of Dr. Mangos. The committee in general recommends, are you ready for this? Judicious silence on the issue. Judicious silence. So they told Janine that she was no longer in the ICU because they knew that she would quit because she only liked to be in the ICU. She did quit, and she went to Kerrville, Texas, which is just up the road. And by the way, the doctor that I mentioned, Dr. Mangos, he was the pediatrics chairman. So she went to Sid Peterson Hospital, she went to a clinic with Dr. Catherine Holland in Kerrville. And Dr. Catherine Holland had been at Bexar County Hospital. They knew each other, and Dr. Holland was aware of all the rumors of Janine. There were a lot of questions about whether or not they had a personal relationship, et cetera, et cetera. They were very close. They lived together for a while, even though Janine was married at the time. So then, after she starts at that clinic, within about 5 days, babies started crashing. She would take them in the back room, give them a vaccine, and they would have a horrible, untoward reaction and blame it on the vaccine, blame it on whatever. And so Sid Peterson Hospital started realizing, wait a minute, we haven't had one baby crash here in years, and now we've had five. So they began an investigation. They called San Antonio. Of course, San Antonio said nothing to them. And more lives were taken in Kerrville, Texas. More lives were taken. And one of them that made probably the biggest case was Chelsea McClellan. And it was horrible what she did to Chelsea. And I know Chelsea's mother, which is a wonderful lady who has really kept her spirit alive and the spirit of these babies alive. I've had many conversations with Chelsea's mother. And we went to CNN. She was on CNN. I went down there talking about this case also. And that is where finally Sid Peterson Hospital did something to stop the craziness. We'll be back after this 1 minute 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.